Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Hope everybody is having a good morning. It is cold out there, 28 degrees. So be sure to take the coat out today. Although, you know me, I'm like the most warm blood person in the world. I didn't even bring a coat because that's how I roll. So anyway, right now we have, as we do every other Monday, we have somebody in from Coffeyville Community College. This week, Yvonne's back with us from Coffeyville Community College. Good morning, Yvonne. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I am doing well. And like you, I am not a very good temperature gauge for whether or not you need a coat.
Yeah. Anytime I ask, do I need a coat? I'm like, not me. Yeah. I don't. I'm good. I'm not going to be outside that long, so I just don't bother to bring a coat. Actually, mine is in there. It's been in here for a week. I just haven't worn the thing. So it's been cold enough for me. So anyway, it's going to be shorter than usual interview because there's not a lot of stuff going on because obviously school is over for this semester, which I'm pretty sure a lot of the kids are happy for right now. But we can go ahead and still talk about a few things here. Spring enrollment classes begin on January 9th.
That is correct. January 9th. I know you mentioned that the kids were excited to end this semester, and I'm sure they were. But we are always talking about the next semester. And so January 9th, we'll start spring semester classes. It is not too late to get enrolled in some classes if you need to do that. You can call or stop by the campus, and we have folks that will assist you with that before we close for the winter break. So,
and speaking of closing for the winter break, you guys, even though there's not school going on, you guys are still open right now, but you do close this Thursday, correct?
That is correct. This Wednesday is our last day for campuses, and so everything will be closed from December 19th through January the 5th. So
everything's going to be shut down. Everybody get to take a break and just kind of chill out and mellow out for a little bit.
Spend some time with family.
Exactly.
It's going to be a great break. Yes.
Absolutely. Everybody loves to have that great break during that time of year. Even though it says the campus reopens January 5th, there is an in-service day the next day on January 6th.
Correct. Technically, the campus will open on January 6th. Faculty and staff will be back, but we will be having in-service. And so the offices will be closed for a little bit of that day. And just stay tuned to our social media pages and to our website, and we will post what the hours will be for that first day back, just because we will have in-service, and so we want to make sure that everybody is on the same page and ready to go for the new semester. So, yeah, absolutely. Just stay tuned to our social media and website.
Absolutely. And, I said January 6th, the in-service day, but you guys actually opened the day before on January 5th, correct? At least that's what it says here. So it says closing opening. So
I think we actually come back on the 6th.
Okay. So
the 6th is the Monday.
Okay. I saw the 5th. So it gives you a little bit. However, that doesn't mean there's not still some stuff going on. Basketball resumes play on January 4th against Seward.
Correct. I know. Our basketball is just, they're doing really well. We're very pleased with both programs. You know, sometimes they give us a little bit of a rush in the little heart there, but they seem to be able to pull it out. So we are really excited, and they will be coming back to campus a little earlier than everyone else to prepare and get ready for their game against Seward on January 4th. So, you know, if you're not doing anything, we would love to have you come out and cheer on the Red Ravens. The ladies will play at 2 o'clock, and the men will play at 4 o'clock, and should be a good game. So we hope to see folks in the stands and come on out and cheer on your Red Ravens.
Both teams doing really well this year. They've both played a very tough schedule already to begin with this year, and now it's just going to get tougher getting into Jayhawk Conference play. So it's definitely been tough already, but these teams, they're definitely doing a great job this year, especially the women's team coming out with the first year head coach, and they are just tearing it up to start this year.
The women are, yes, they are. They're coming together. Coach Turner, you know, he's got a different philosophy, and so it seems to be meshing well with the girls. You know, they're still learning and going through their process of learning and figuring out what it is that he expects as a coach. But for the most part, they're pulling it together, and it's pretty exciting to watch.
And with them still just learning, just imagine when they when they finally really hit, that could be really, really scary. But they're doing really well this year, and I know the community is proud of both teams doing well this year. I know both teams got huge wins just this past Wednesday on that long trip
to Garden City. Yeah, it makes it nice when you can return with a win on that long drive back home. But, you know, the men are doing really well as well. They have a young team. So, you know, Coach Herkelman is having to mold them and get them to understand the difference. You know, when you've got a lot of freshmen, they're not used to playing right at this level. And Coach Herkelman, his level is above, you know, even the regular college level. So his expectations are extremely high. And he just, this is his program, and it will, you know, you either play or you don't. So, but he's working really hard with the new team, and they're coming together.
And like you said, they have a lot of freshmen on the team this year. However, they are still doing a great job as well, and they'll be right in it through the thick of the season. So, again, not much to talk about with basically the semester over. However, If they want to contact the college, if anybody wants to contact the college about, future enrollment and stuff like that, how can they get a hold of you guys?
Well, they can call us at 251-7700, or they can go to our website. And if they want to speak with someone directly, then they can get on our website and find out their email address or their phone numbers directly from the website. So, or just stop by. We love for folks to just stop by. You can come into the student union. There is a round desk in the student union. We call that the desk of all things. And so if you want to know something, just step right on up there. And Malia is the staff that sits there, and she'll be happy to help you.
All right. Well, again, get on out there to Coffeyville Community College. If hey, they've got lots of classes still ready to go if you need to enroll for the spring semester. Yvonne, I thank you very much for coming in today and talking about what is going on. I know there's not a lot going on. However, I want you to enjoy your Christmas break and have a very Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. And I do, before I go, I want to throw a little plug. We do have some community classes coming out. I didn't put that on our list,
but
I just thought about that. We do have some community classes coming up, so some cookie decorating, some painting classes with DeRosa. You know, those are always a fun class. So, and a cake decorating class is coming up. So just in time for, I think, Valentine's Day and Mother's Day for the cookies and the cake. And then DeRosa's painting class is going to be in February, I believe. So stay tuned for those. And again, as for all information regarding Coffeyville Community College, check out our social media pages or our website, and or just give us a call. We'd love to help you.
So delicious and beautiful classes.
Yeah.
So, so be sure to give them a call. Well, again, Yvonne, I hope you have a very Merry Christmas, and we will see you again most likely next year.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have some Fox News for you right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.